as human beings, we know that sometimes we find it difficult to deal with our mistakes. I read an article recently where I saw in there that they claim that in America alone, the amount of preventable medical errors that cause deaths are 400,000 every single year. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but that's the article that I read. And we find that in so many different areas, people have trouble admitting to mistakes and dealing with the consequences of the mistakes that perhaps they make. So sometimes when we're confronted with a mistake that we've made, we will claim adamantly that it wasn't a mistake. We'll claim that we were right. Sometimes we'll shift the blame onto someone else and say that we were misinformed and that we, in fact, were the victim, or under the circumstances, this is what had to be done. Everybody has all kinds of different ways in which they try to deal with this kind of phenomenon. What's fascinating is that if you look in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah gives us the defining characteristics of a wise person, of a chacham. Says the Mishnah, Shiva dvarim begolam v'shiva bechacham. We have seven characteristics of a person who is considered to be wise, who lives life the right way. Number one, chacham einam bedaber bifnei mi shagadol mimenu bechachma v'minyan. If there's a person who's far more intelligent than you are, and has a lot more to say about an issue that's being discussed, you don't interject, you don't insert yourself into that conversation. Ve'eno nichnas l'toch divrei chaveiro. A wise person also does not interrupt somebody else while they're speaking. And a whole number of characteristics. Says the Mishnah further, if you have an issue that you are confronted about, and you know nothing about that issue, you should say, lo shamati, I do not know. You should be honest. And number seven, it says, umoda al ha'emes, that a person has to be willing to admit and own up to a mistake. That is one of the defining characteristics, says the Mishnah, of the way that a chacham acts. So we look at the story of our parsha of Yehuda and Tamar. And as we said yesterday, it's a very troubling story on a number of counts. But one of the issues that comes about as a result of it is that Tamar is now pregnant. Tamar is brought to the local Beis Din, which, by the way, is run by Yehuda himself. And Yehuda is sitting there at the head of the table, and they bring this woman up that she should be killed, because after all, she's a woman who had some sort of relationship that she wasn't allowed to have. And we're told in the Psukim that Yehuda is prepared to give her the death penalty. Tamar doesn't want to reveal the secret that she went ahead and had the relationship with Yehuda. Now, how do you explain why it was okay for him to do what he did? It's a good question. But be that as it may, we're told in the Psukim, Vayaker Yehuda, on that occasion, Yehuda finally realizes that he's the one who was responsible for this impregnation, for impregnating her, Vayomer, and he says, Tzad kamimeni. He says that I fully admit and I believe that she is the one who is pregnant from me, and I confess to my mistake. And you have to imagine to yourself how much he humiliates and he lowers himself to be able to do this. Yehuda is the Av Beis Din. Yehuda is the Gadol Hadar. Yehuda is the most honorable man in this community. And yet he stands up in front of everyone and he has no problem saying that he's the one who made a mistake, and he divulges the secret, and he says that he is the one who is guilty and she is in fact the one who is innocent. What's even more amazing is that Yehuda has the ability in this case to completely deny and distance himself from the story. There's nobody else who knew the truth other than Tamar, and she wasn't willing to divulge the secret. So Yehuda could have just gone on life without saying anything. He could have closed the story by having her meeting her death, and he would have gone on to be the honorable man that he was, but that's not what he chose to do. Yehuda was responsible, and he says, Tzad kamimeni, he says that he believes that he made the mistake, and it was not Tamar who is guilty for the crime. The Gemara says in Masechah Sota, Yehuda hoda velo bush. Yehuda was not embarrassed, he was not ashamed to admit to his wrongdoing. Ma haya sofo, says the Gemara, what is his end? What kind of reward does he get? Nochel chai ha'olam haba. Because of that, Yehuda has a special portion in olam haba, because he has no problem admitting to a mistake. Look, human beings make mistakes. That's part of the human condition. That's what we do. And we all have a right to make mistakes. But the question is, how do we deal with those mistakes when we are confronted with them? It is not a coincidence that as Jews, we are called Yehudim, which obviously comes from the name Yehuda. And I believe it's not a coincidence that the name Yehuda comes from the word vidui, very similar word, that we have the ability and we have the courage as Jews to confess. Our religion is built on the tenet of faith, which is that we have schar va'onesh, that we will be punished and we will be rewarded for the things that we do. But part, so much a fundamental issue in our religion is also that we have the ability to do tshuva. Although we understand that we have to take responsibility for the actions that we're involved in, but there is this possibility of tshuva, and we do have the ability to own up to a mistake that we possibly have made. Much later in the Chumash, we learn about the day of the Chanukas HaMishkan, the day that they dedicated the Mishkan after all the work and collecting all the money and building all the Kelim and everything that was done, all of the intense dedication that everybody had to build and construct this beautiful edifice. Finally, they had the Chanukas HaMishkan, and on Hanukkah, we're going to read all the psukim about that. And as we know, the tragic story of Nadav and Avihu, the very first day, Ba'akrivam Eish Zara Lefnei Hashem, somehow Nadav and Avihu seem to have done something wrong. It's not clear at all what it is that they did wrong, but there was some mistake that they made. And on that occasion, as the Nadav and Avihu had lost their lives, Moshe Rabbeinu comes into the Mishkan, he sees what's going on, and he confronts his brother Aaron, and he says, "What's happening? I understand that your children died, but how come you're not offering the karbanos? How come you're not eating the karbanos? This is a regular day. Life has to move on. You don't have a right to stop your job. You have a responsibility. You have the leadership of the Jewish people on your shoulders. You cannot just take off a day." So Moshe Rabbeinu asks him, "What's happening?" Aaron HaKohen respectfully responds to his brother, and he says, "Hein hayom hekrivu eschat hasem ve'esol hasem lefnei Hashem? Vatikrena osika ela, do you think it's appropriate that on a day like today, when two of my children have just tragically lost their lives, do you think it's appropriate that I go ahead and eat the karbanos? Do you think it's appropriate that I do my job and just continue on like nothing happened? Moshe Rabbeinu, I love you, my brother, but do you really think that that would make any sense?" And the Medrash expands the story and it says that Aaron had a kavul chomer to explain why he shouldn't be eating the karbanos on that day. It would be absolutely inappropriate for him to be involved in the regular activity. Miyad, says the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he hears his brother's argument, Vayishma Moshe Vayitav Ve'enav, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu agreed, and he accepted the argument of his brother. If you just stop there and you read the pasuk, it seems Moshe Rabbeinu gave in, and he said, "Aaron, you know, you're right, I made a mistake." But the Medrash says he went much further than that. Hotzi Kruz L'chol HaMachaneh Ve'amar, Moshe Rabbeinu has, you know, those cars in Me'e Sha'arim that go around announcing the funeral. Moshe Rabbeinu was Hotzi Kruz. He hired one of those people to go around and let everybody know, Ani ta'isi es ha'halacha. I made a mistake, Moshe Rabbeinu says. I said the wrong thing. My brother Aaron was correct and I was wrong. Va'aron achi lamdeni. Moshe Rabbeinu had the courage, he had the honesty and the bravery to stand up and say in front of the entire community, I made a mistake. Yes, I might be the great Moshe Rabbeinu, and everybody thinks I'm infallible, and everyone believes that I'm the one who performed all the miracles in Mitzrayim, and I'm the one who took them out by the Yamsuf, and I've done so much tremendous leadership for the Jewish people, but he had the courage to stand up when he needed to and say, I made a mistake. And he didn't just admit to the person who he made the mistake to. Hotzi Kruz El HaMachaneh. Moshe Rabbeinu sends around the message to the entire Jewish community. It was a teachable moment, and he wants them to know, Ani ta'isi es ha'halacha, I made an absolute mistake, and my brother Aaron is more correct than I am. That is the courage, that is the greatness of our Jewish leaders. That's what a Jewish leader needs to be able to do, to have the courage and the bravery to stand up when a mistake is made, and understand that you have to own up and admit to that mistake that perhaps you were involved in. In Parshas Vayikra, we're told about all the different karbanos that one has to offer on specific times of year. And there the Torah speaks about what one has to do when they perhaps violate an Avera B'shogeg. You inadvertently violated some sort of Avera, you weren't trying to violate, but the Torah says we have a Parsha of Chatos, a Parsha of Asham, and then we're told what happens when Asher Nasi Yechata, what happens when the leader of the community makes a mistake. What do you do then? So the psukim go into a whole description of what is supposed to be done. The Gemara commenting on those psukim says, Asher Nasi Yechata doesn't just mean when a leader makes a mistake, but it means Ashrei, praised is a Nasi, blessed is a Nasi as a leader, Sheyechata, that he makes a mistake. So all the Mefarshim ask, really? Praised is a leader who makes a mistake? Wouldn't it be better if we had leaders who wouldn't make mistakes? Wouldn't that be a far better leadership of the Jewish people? And my father has always told me that that is not what the Medrash means. What it means is Ashrei HaNasi. A Nasi is also a human being. We don't believe that our leaders are infallible. Even the greatest of men, even the greatest of people who you might respect, also have a Yetzirah, also make mistakes, also violate Averis every so often. Ashrei HaNasi Sheyechda, blessed and praised is a leader who makes a mistake and who understands that he needs to learn from his mistake. Praised is a generation who has such a leader because that leader will really be effective in his mission. because he understands how to lead with dignity and honesty and respect of the people that he is leading. By the first story of Cain and Hevel, where we learn the very unfortunate death of Hevel, when Cain, Vayakam Cain, one day he just gets up out of nowhere and he murders his brother Hevel. So the Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts to get engaged in a conversation with Cain. Vayomer Hashem al Cain, God approaches Cain and he says, Ei Hevel Achicha, just like to know, what happened to your brother? Cain says, Vayomer, he lies, Lo Yadati, I'm sorry, I don't know. He knew exactly what happened to him. Hashomer Achi Anochi, do you think I'm the one who has to look out for my brother? Life is about me. I have things to do. I don't know why you're asking me about my brother. God continues and he says, Vayomer Me'asisa, what did you do? You think I don't know that you killed your brother? Kol Me'achicha Tzolkim Elai Min Ha'adama Va'ata, and as a result of what you've done, Arurata. Ask Rashi, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu get involved in this whole conversation? What are you asking him? Oh, Cain, my Tyra, I'm just wondering, where's your brother Hevel? You have any idea what happened to him? Why don't you just get to the point? Go to Cain, hit him over the head, and let him know, by the way, Arurata, you're cursed because you killed your brother, and I'm well aware of what you've done. We don't have to wait for you, says Rashi. The reason why is because Ulai Yode Al Chatov. God gave Cain the option to own up to his mistake. He did something wrong. Doing something wrong is acceptable, and we can live with the process of tshuva. But are you going to seize that opportunity when God gives you the option of being Mode Al Ha'emes, of being willing to say, yes, I own up to the mistake that I made? That's why God gives him that opportunity, and he says, I'm going to give you a chance. Here's your moment where you can stand up and have the courage to say, yes, I'm the one who is responsible. We learn in Navi the story of Shaul HaMelech, where he was instructed as the leader of the Jewish people to wipe out Zaro Shel HaMalek. He has to destroy every last remnant of HaMalek. There cannot be anything left, not their property, not their wives, not their children, nothing. Shaul goes out and he wages war, and as we know, he leaves the general of the army alive, Agag. Not only that, Shaul makes a decision that he's not going to murder any of the animals either. So he leaves everything alive. He decides that he wants to take all of that property for the Jewish community. Now, Shmuel, who is the Navi at the time, is instructed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go and confront Shaul HaMelech and have a conversation with him about what just happened. Shmuel comes down to have a discussion with Shaul, and he says, by the way, I know that you were victorious in battle, I know that you've won, but I'd like you to know that you are now going to be defrocked. I'd like you to know that now we're going to take away your position. You are not worthy of being the Melech any longer. And Shaul HaMelech says, why? What did I do? And he starts giving all kinds of excuses, and he says, well, we still have the opportunity to kill Agag, and that's why I didn't kill him then. I took him captive, and now he doesn't have arms anymore. I'm able to kill him at any time I want, and really there's no threat, there's no danger. He gives all kinds of excuses, and then he pushes it off, and he says, it's not really my fault. I listened to the people, and it wasn't really something that I decided to do. All kinds of excuses. Finally, Shaul HaMelech is told that there are no more excuses. And he finally owns up to the mistake and he says, Chatasi, ki avarti es pi Hashem ve'es devarecha. I know, I've made a mistake. I did the wrong thing, I made a wrong choice. Ki aresi es ha'am ve'es shema bekolam. Because I listened to the people instead of listening to the word of God. Ve'ata, and now he pleads with Shmuel and he says, don't take away my position. Allow me to continue on in this position of leadership. Sana es chatasi v'shuvi mi ve'eshtacha ve'la Hashem. Allow me to come, have re-entry into the community. Shaul HaMelech is told, Ma'asta is Devar Hashem, it's too late. And because of that, Vayimascha Hashem Yos Melech HaYisrael, God is so disgusted with you and your choices that you've made, He doesn't want you being in the leadership position any longer. One of the great philosophers, Rabbi Yosef Albo, hundreds of years ago, writes in the Sefer HaIkarim, it was not that Shaul HaMelech was being punished for the mistake that he made. Everybody makes a mistake. Every human being makes mistakes. Ein sadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta. What he was punished for was, when he was confronted by somebody else about the mistake, he starts giving all kinds of excuses. And he doesn't have the courage to stand up as the melech, to stand up as the leader and say, yes, I've made a mistake and I admit to the mistake and this is the reality of life. And because of that, writes the Sefer HaIkarim, Vayimascha Hashem lemelech, God says, that's what turned me off. It's not the fact that you did the thing wrong in the first place. It's the fact that now that I give you the opportunity to admit to it, you don't have the courage and the bravery inside of yourself to own up to that terrible mistake and decision that you were involved in. And we find the opposite by David HaMelech. David HaMelech also made mistakes, and yet when he's confronted in Shmuel Beis, we're told, Chatasi, David HaMelech says, yes, you're right. He admits, and he says, I've done something wrong, and I'm not happy about it, and it's something that makes me uncomfortable. Chatasi la Hashem. In fact, the Sfarno writes that there's a medrash where we're told that Adam HaRishon gave 70 years of his life to David HaMelech. Whatever that means, I don't know exactly how those kinds of exchanges work, but the Medrash says that he gave 70 years of his life to David HaMelech. Why is that the case? Because, writes the Svarno, David HaMelech was the tikkun. David HaMelech made up for the mistake of Adam HaRishon. What did the very first human being do when he made a mistake? And God confronts him and he says, Adam HaRishon, I gave you one instruction. All I asked you to do is not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And what does he say when God confronts him? He says, Ha'isha, it's your fault, God. It's her fault. It's somebody else. It's the Nachash. Nobody's willing to take responsibility. And that was the mistake of the very first human being. That when he did something wrong and he did not follow the instructions and God calls him out on it, he's not willing to say, yes, I admit to my mistake. David HaMelech comes later on in future generations and he says, Chatasi. Yes, I will make up for that problem that Adam HaRishon created. When I do something wrong, there is no leader that is infallible. There is no leader that lives through all of life without making some kind of mistake along the way, some kind of lapse in judgment, and yet he stands up and he says, yes, I admit to the fact that this is the human fallibility, that this is the way we live, this is what we do, but as long as we are willing to rebound from those mistakes and take ownership of whatever it is that has resulted because of the action or decision that we've made, that is the tikkun. That is how David HaMelech makes up for the terrible thing that was done by Adam HaRishon himself.